Next individual, please.
Item 1012, request of Anna Weischel to this council regarding proposed changes to Code Section 3.96 relating to questions of participation structure, equality of representation.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Anna Weichsel. Dear City Council, I'm living in Portland for 2 years now. The past 6 months, I engaged in the Code Change 3.96 discourse through Southeast Uplift. And the disconcerting character of this discourse has startled me. Today, I'm speaking from my personal point of view as a recent immigrant with East German roots and as a resident without the right to vote in this country. Based on my own microhistory of being punished for defending democratic principles in East Germany and adjusting twice to completely different cultural and social settings, for me, civic engagement is a backbone of a just, equitable, and democratic community. The proposed code change, however, casts doubt on its effectiveness for any bottom-up structure, namely that of a defined right of say. It rather seems to dismantle accountable structures in the name of plurality and does not implement updated ones. Thus, two main points. First, the lack of acknowledgement of standards to which any participating individual, group, and city bureau is accountable to. The proposed paragraphs imply merely a self-referential engagement of the city of Portland with its community and civic affairs. Code, however, needs to define democratic standards for participatory interactions, first and foremost based on ethical principles and independent of an economic approval system, such as the proposed budgeting process. To overcome historically inherited problems of inequality and self-reflecting understanding of social interactions is needed, one that avoids othering and tokenism and rather centers on human dignity, a concept that allows for mutual rights and mutual obligations and furthers adjustment of our socially constructed categories and associations. Second, the omitted proposition of a reliable and transparent organizational structure of representation that serves people who live, play, worship, and work in Portland. Codes need to define social and cultural responsibilities of a community by outlining a tangible organizational structure which will ensure a democratic decision-making process and counteract unreasonable interference of any interest group in city developments. The obscure code proposal does not guarantee a problem-solving for underrepresented groups as the organizational structure of civic engagement becomes an even more confusing. The logic behind underrepresentation rests upon insufficient means of participation. If skills and time to intervene in an existing power system are crucial, a reliable system of participatory organization is imperative. The proposed code, without any structural stronghold to standard rules and accountability, invites an uncontrolled influx of interest groups and will disproportionately assist persons who have experience with and speak the language of social and political structures.
Thank you for your testimony. Commissioner Udaly.
I'd just like to comment. We're not going to have an exchange here. You're a little out of date on your information. Number one, the proposed code change maintained all of the rights and standards of neighborhood associations, and that's been the case for several months. Two, we're not actually passing code change, and there'll be an event, a special council session on November 14th at 5:30 at SEI, where you can
Is the document out yet that was supposed to be submitted yesterday?
You can talk to my office. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.